Okay, shalom everybody. Very exciting to start Maseches Sukkah with everyone and Guten Erev Shabbos. Sukkah obviously comes after Yuma chronologically, right, on the calendar. It is also thematically related, not so much the Gemaras, but the Chagim, right? Again, for example, the Gra writes that when Bnei Yisrael sinned with the Chet HaEgel, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the Ananei HaKavod, and when he then forgave them, Hashem gave them back the Ananei HaKavod, and that happened on right the 15th of Tishrei, right when we start Sukkot. Now, yes, we're going to have a Gemara later that has Machlokas whether we're celebrating the Ananei HaKavod or Sukkos Mamish, but that says the Gra was the timeline of what happened in the desert. So there definitely is an element of Mechila and reconciliation to Sukkos. The Gemara itself, the Masechta itself, is not going to be really related much to Yuma at all. It's going to talk about primarily three topics. First of all, obviously, Hilchos Sukkah, Hilchos Lulav, right, Dalad Minim, and then the Avoda and Beis HaMikdash, right, there's a lot going on Sukkos and the Beis HaMikdash, if you're talking about between the Simchas Beis Shoeva and the Nisuch HaMayim and the Aravos and all the Korbanos being brought. All right, so this is definitely what to talk about over there. It's also a very exciting time in the Daf Yomi because starting now for the next, I think it's 8 months plus, we will make 7 siyumim. So if you're continuing on from the beginning of the cycle, so perhaps the easier part, quote-unquote, of Seder Moed. And if you're just jumping in, so also very exciting time. Definitely a good impetus to get yourself going and learning the daf. So okay, with that small, tiny introduction, let's dive in. Says the Mishnah, Sukkah shi gavoa lamalam esrim amo psula v'Rabbi Yehuda machshir. If a sukkah is 20 amos tall, that is an amo being approximately a foot and a half, so 30 feet approximately. If it's 30 feet tall, so then the Tanakhama, the Chachamim say it's possible. Rabbi Yehuda says it is kosher. The Gemara, now other psulim, other possibilities of psul. Let's say it's not 10 tefachim high. If tefach is about a couple of inches, right? The amount, if an average person closes a fist, so let's say about 4 inches, so about 40 inches tall. If it's not 40 inches tall, right, that's the minimum shear. Says the Mishnah, then it's no good. Well, we'll see at the end. Yeah, it's no good. V'she'in la shalosh tefanos, if it doesn't have 3 walls. V'she'cham sa merubo mitzelsa, right, if the sun, right, if you look at the ratio between schach and non-schach, right, if you look up, right, we, in general, right, you, for whatever you use for schach, most of us don't even have this shaila, but if you use, let's say, actual palm leaves, I've seen sukkahs which use actual palm branches, and sometimes there really aren't that many, and you get close to the 51% chama, 51% non-shade. But okay, either way, if the sun is greater than the shade, the Mishnah says it is psula, it is also no good. So Tanan Halsam, we learned in a Mishnah over there. Where's over there? So that's already an Erev in Daf Beis. And something that was exciting for me with this Daf Yomi cycle, before the cycle, I had seen parts of Erevin, but not really gone through Erevin Keseder. Now that we have gone through Erevin Keseder, you read this Rashi, right? Sukkah, the beginning of Sukkah, I had done a couple of times, and you read this Rashi over here, the first Rashi on the Gemara that talks about a Mavui, that the Gemara says right now, right? Mavui shu gavoa esrim amma yimayit, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ino tzarech, right? The Gemara contrasts the Mishnah at the beginning of Erevin with the Mishnah at the beginning of Sukkah. So once you learn Erevin, you kind of understand what's going on over here? What's with the mavui? What do you mean a mavui that's 20 amos tall? So mavui is like a corridor or an alleyway, right? That you have chatseros, you have these houses back in the day. Used to have a house, then you used to have a chatser, a courtyard, and then that would go into the mavui, and then you would leave the mavui and walk into your shesar avim. So again, if you remember the structure from Erevin, that's what was exciting for me, because you know once you go through Erevin Keseder, then you really have a really good idea of what this is talking about. I had read this Rashi before and understood it to the best of my ability, but once you go through Erevin, okay. Either way, so basically what's happening over here, the Mishnah says in Erevin that a mavui is an alleyway that is obviously has walls on three sides and opens up through those walls, opens up, right? There are spaces in between those walls to open up into chatseros. Let's say you have two courtyards that open into the mavui on each side. And then the fourth side of the mavui, right? Again, if you can imagine an alleyway being like a long, narrow rectangle. So the fourth side is open into Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So technically, midaraisa, that the mavui, the alleyway, is Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But Chazal, where it goes there, that you might kind of lose yourself, right? Since you're allowed to carry from the chatzer into the mavui, if you do what's called a shtufin mavos, which means you kind of put some bread or some wine or whatever it is in somebody's chatzer, you can carry from the chatzer into the alleyway, but, right, the Chazal were nervous that you, once you're carrying into the alleyway, you might then carry the item out into the Rosh Hashanah Rabim. And that's no good. Obviously, that's Isser Deoraisa of Hotzah on Shabbos. So what they did was, Chazal were metaken that you should have some sort of something to help you recognize and realize that you're leaving the alleyway and walking into a Shusar Avim. So you have what's called either a Lachi or a Kora. Let's say, just for example's sake, it's just easier to understand. Let's say you have a bar going across the top of the alleyway. So that will remind you that you're still in the alleyway. Long story short, with that whole introduction, right, that's the Rashi over here, the long Rashi at the beginning of the Gemara, that has to be less than 20 amos. That's what the Mishnah says. And the Mishnah says that it has to be less than 20 amos, and if it's more than 20 amos, then it's no good. The problem is the language over here is different than the language over there. The language in Erevin says, as the Gemara points out, yimait, you should make it smaller. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Eino Tzorech, says you don't need to. So there in Erevin, we have a machlokes between, again, Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. In Sukkah, you have a machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. In Sukkah, it uses the language of psula. And in Erevin, it says, yimait, you should just make it smaller. So that's what the Gemara says. Mai shna gabi sukkah, the tani psula, mai shna gabi mavoi, the tani takanta. Why by a mavoi, by a, let's say, a bar on top of the alleyway, why does he say, just takanta, just fix it, just make it smaller? And by a sukkah, it doesn't give you any advice. It just says, oh, it's puzzle. Over 20 amos, you're done. It's puzzle. So Gemara says, a couple of possibilities. First of all, maybe Deoraisa Tani Psula Mavui Derabanan Tani Dakanta. Maybe by Deoraisa, it's more accurate to say puzzle, because Midoraisa, it is puzzle. It's no good. Right? Yes, you could fix it, but Midoraisa is not. It's no good. By Derabanans, which again are just a Takanta Derabanan, Midoraisa, it's not no good. Right? It's not puzzle. Right? Because again, this is a whole rabbinic thing to put the recognition, reminder at the end of the alleyway. That's a whole different rabbanon. So it's not going to say puzzle, because really it's a Rosh Hashanah Yochid and it's fine. But to carry within inside that mabui chazal or mitaka, then you need to put a lechi or a kora. So that's going to say takanta. That's going to say fix it, because it's not really puzzle per se. It's not an accurate language. Vibay sema, or another answer. Now, to be clear, Tosos asked, to make a good point, Tosos over here asked, okay, if the difference between Darais is Darais, the rabbanon. So I have another example for you. What about Hanukkah? Right, if you look at Maseches, and remember from Maseches Shabbos, so the Gemara's in Hanukkah talk about if you put a menorah that's higher than 20 amos, that's no good. And there, the Gemara does not say mitaken, right? It says psula. Right, so if you're telling me that psula is only by Deoraisa, well, Hanukkah is Derabanan, obviously. So why would it say psula over there as opposed to just bring it lower? So Tosfos gives a couple of possibilities. Check it out, right? Tosfos de Bemaskel Deoraisa, right? It could be that, because over there, it could be that they're mentioning sukkah right afterwards, so they wanted to say puzzle, or it could be because you have issues if you just bring the menorah down. So it could be, depending on who you hold like, right, you might have to relight it. My Pasha says you probably have to relight it if you're putting it less than 20 amos. Okay, either way, so it's not just enough to say takanta. You can't just bring it down. Whereas the kora on top of the alleyway, you could make lower than 20 amos and everything is good. That's all you need to do, just bring it lower. By Hanukkah, right, so there's a little bit more you have to do. You have to put it, you may have to relight it. Okay, either way. So that's possibility number one. Answer number two, viz bois ema. Another answer is that Deoraisa not mitani takanta. No, really, you could have said you should fix it by Deoraisa. Miu, however, right, sukkah de nafishe, what is it? Nafishe mile. Sukkah has a lot of details. Right, sukkah has a lot of possibilities for it to be puzzle. Right, again, we mentioned in the Mishnah a bunch of possibilities. Either it's greater than 20 amos, or it doesn't have three walls, or it's too sunny, or it's not tall enough. Right, there are a lot of possibilities here. Right, a lot of things that you may have to do. So therefore, pasuk v'tani psula. Therefore, the Mishnah, for the sake of brevity, the Mishnah just went, all right, it's puzzle. Now, how do you fix it? Okay, it depends, but that's a different conversation. Mavui, but right, again, like we just said, a mavui, all you need to do, there's only one possibility here. You need to pull the bar, make it or design the bar, bring it lower so that people will see it. Well, that actually leads us into the next discussion. But bring it lower so that it's under 20 amos. The lo nafish mile, and there's not too many details there, so then itani takanta. Therefore, the Mishnah over there in Erevin said you should fix it. Okay, now back to our halacha that you need a sukkah is no good over 20 amos according to Tanakama. Minani mili. Why is that? So we're gonna have three possibilities. First of all, Amar Rava. Rava says, "Damar Kra." The pasuk says, "Lamani Yidi Doro Seichem Kibas Sukkos Hashavtis Bnei Yisrael." Right? People, why do we sit in the sukkah? So that your Doro Seichem, your generations will know that Kosh Baruch Hu set Am Yisrael in sukkahs. So you have to know Lamani Yidu. You have to know that this is what the deal is. So says Rava, "Adisrim Amah Adam Yodei Shudar B'Sukkah." Right? If it's 20 amos up, so the person realizes that he's in a sukkah. If it's less than 20 amos, meaning if the sukkah is smaller than 20 amos, but lamalam yasrim amos, but if the sukkah is just this massive building above 20 amos, then ein adam yodei shedar b'sukkah, mishum de lo shal de ba'ina. He doesn't realize that he's sitting in a sukkah because his eyes don't go that far. Right? People don't walk around staring at the ceiling. If the ceiling is more than 30 feet up, so he thinks he's in a, I don't know, but he doesn't really focus, he doesn't pay attention, he doesn't see the tzrach, he doesn't realize that he's in a sukkah. Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabbi Zeira says, no, mihalcha, from this pasuk. His pasuk in Yeshaya, v'sukkah tiyel etzel yomam mechorev ad mechorev. Right, the sukkah again tiyel etzel yomam. Right, there needs to be shade of in the sukkah. So ad esrim ama adam yoshev etzel sukkah. Right, yeah, up until 20 amos. So the math works out that when you're sitting in the shade is from the schach. But the malam esrim ama ein adam yoshev etzel sukkah ela etzel defanos. But if it's constructed that it's higher than 20 amos, so then you're not sitting in the shade of the schach. You're sitting in the shade of the walls. Well, that's not the point. The point is to sit in the shade of the sukkah. Abaye said, okay, el miata. Well, if that's true, that the ikar is that you should sit in the shade of schach. So then haosas ukazur beshtaros karnaim, right? Hachinami lo havi sukkah. Well, asheros karnaim was the name of a valley. Right? Let's say you make your sukkah in a valley. Right, and Maisa, you have these massive mountains that are blocking out the sun. Right, so you're not getting shade from the schach there either. So why should that be good? Right, we don't find halacha. You're not allowed to make a sukkah in a valley. So Malay. So who was it? Rabbi Zeira said back to Abaye. No, hasam dalash church karnayim mikitz al sukkah. Right? Yeah. Because why is that okay? Because if you somehow remove the mountains, then you would have shade from the schach, from the sukkah. But hak over here del defanos, if you take away the walls, like it's al sukkah, then there is no sale, there is no shade from the sukkah, because the sukkah is in the walls. Meaning, the sukkah has to be inherently able to provide shade from the schach, right? Regardless of what's going on around. Right? It's not that, oh, the shade you sit in must be the shade from the schach, because yes, if you make it in the underneath, let's say, to the side of a great building or surrounded by buildings, you're not going to get really much shade from the schach either. No, the sukkah has to be able to provide you with shade from the schach. What happens around you is not relevant. Okay, v'rava amar, for a third possibility now, why we have this halacha that 20 amos of sukkah is no good. V'rava amar mehacha, he says, well, over here, the pasuk says, basukos teshu shivas yamim, right, amra Torah, kol shivas yamim, same diras keva v'shev diras harai, right, you have to sit in the sukkah for 7 days. What's this halacha? This halacha is that you leave your house, and your permanent dwelling, and you go into some sort of temporary 7 days, right? You live in a temporary hut. So ad esrim ama adam osa diras odiras harai. Up until 20 amos, that's okay. That's, I get it. That's a temporary structure. But the malam esrim ama, but higher than 20 amos, that ain't adam osa diras odiras harai. Ela diras kava. That's already more than 20 amos. That's a serious structure. That's no longer something temporary. That's already more permanent. And therefore, it's going to be. Therefore, it's no good. So Abaye said back to Rava. So Elamiata asa mechitzos shabarzel v'sikik ha'gaban hachanami de la visoka. Well, if you tell me the din is you need a temporary dwelling, not a permanent dwelling, so why can't you just make, if you make the walls out of iron, right, you make these totally permanent walls, so maybe that should be no good. And we're going to see, or we'll learn later, that the walls can be made out of anything, pretty much. We don't find that halacha. So if you're telling me it's all a din in being a temporary building, so it should be usher to build with, I don't know, cement or concrete or whatever. Some people have a sukkah in their house, right? They peel off the top. They have like a merpesa. They peel off the top. You replace it with schach. Done. Finished. It's literally, you know, a permanent dwelling that's attached to their house. So no one says that's no good. No, this is coming to the chah. This is what I meant to say. Because ad esrim ama adam osa diras odiras harai ki avalei diras kevin aminafik. I'm only telling you what it has to be possible. Meaning, what has to be possible. Meaning, Rava says, up until 20 amos, it could be a diras harai. Therefore, if you make it into a permanent dira, right, if you fortify it to the point where it looks permanent, that's fine. Meaning, the quality of a sukkah has to be able to be, in the current dimensions, has to possibly be a diras harai. But lamalim yasrim ama, but if you make it bigger than 20 amos, dadim osa dirasu diras keva, kevelei diras harai, namilo nafik. That is in and of itself more than 20 amos, but is has to be a duras keva. It has to be permanent. Otherwise, the structure will fall down. Right? It's not structurally viable to be a temporary dwelling. So there, even if you make it temporary, it's no good. It doesn't work. You're not gonna be yotze. So the pashas is that you need to make it into. It has to be inherently a sukkah that is built. That could be built in a temporary situation. Okay. Now, the Gemara says on Amar Beis, Kulu Karaba Lo Amri. Now, we had three opinions, right? We had, if just a chazer over, we had Levan Yedu Dar Sechem. You have to know that you're sitting in a sukkah, and above 20 amos, you can't see it. You can't see the schach, that's Rabba. We had Rabbi Zeru, who says that you need to sit in the shade of the schach. We had Rava. It was the third opinion who says that it needs to be a diras arai. It has to be a temporary dwelling. So the Gemara says, "Kulik Rava lo amri lehu." Everybody disagrees with Rava, right? Because you deal with dorosi, because you can just use the pasuk of Levan Yedu Doroseichem. That doesn't necessarily tell me that you need to know when you're sitting in a sukkah that you're in a sukkah. That just could tell me that the generations need to know that this is what we're celebrating. Right? The pasuk tells me that we celebrate sukkahs so that the Jews will know the Kosh Baruch Hu did the machasa, they sat in sukkahs when they left. Okay, so that's meaning that's everybody doesn't like that drasha. Okay, so that's why they don't hold like Rava. Kerbizera Nami Lo Amri, right? They don't hold the Verbizera's Shita because Auli Mosa Mashiach with Chsiv. Because that pasuk of Sukkos Teshu Vitzel, etc., that's talking about Yemos Mashiach. That's not talking about Sukkah at all. What would Rabbi Zeri say to you? Because that's really it's a prophecy for Yemos Mashiach. So Rabbi Zera in King the Mikra v'chupa tia letzel yomam. Why does it say the word sukkah? Right, mayu sukkah tia letzel yomam shma mina atarati. Right, apparently, right, again, why does the pasuk use the word sukkah? So it could have just used the word chupa. Right, so therefore, since it uses this strange word sukkah, it must be teaching me halacha about sukkahs. Okay, and karav and amri lo amri. Why didn't they hold of Rava? Rava Shita, it's Man Tedu, no, that's the first one. Vesuko Teshu Shuvas Yamin, that has to be Diras Arai. So they don't say that, because Mishum Kushya De Abaye. I didn't Rava answer Abaye, so that's not a great answer. So then maybe they didn't like the answer that Rava gave Abaye, so they didn't like the Kushya. That's why they don't hold like Rava. Now, Kaman Azlahada Amar, Rav Yoshi Amar Rav. We're not going to have three statements in the name of Rav from three different Rabbanim, and we're going to try and figure out who holds like what, right? Whose shita is each statement according to? So, Kaman Azlah, Hadamar Rabbi Yoshia, Amar Rav. Who holds like this statement? Who is it going like, right, that Rabbi Yoshia said in the name of Rav? Machlokas, this whole Machlokas, meaning the Machlokas in the Mishnah, right, whether it's okay or not okay, if it's over 20 amos, so that's B'she'in Defanos Magias L'Schach. That's only if the walls do not reach the Schach. When do the walls not reach the schach? Right, most of our sukkahs do reach the schach. So again, we all live, or not we all live, I shouldn't say that. People who live in colder climates obviously will have the walls reach the schach because you want to keep out all the drafts, all the winds, all the the bad weather. But if you live, let's say, in Eretz Yisrael or other warmer climates, so very often people will have sukkahs and they'll leave a little space between the walls and the schach to get the breeze, to get a nice temperature situation going, as we'll see later in our Masechta, right? That's how they set up the sukkahs of kings and queens, that they make sure they have some sort of air coming through right on the top. How does that work? Isn't that possible? Isn't that no good? So there's a concept called good asik. Always get confused between good achis and good asik, but good asik means that the walls, if you remember from Erevin, that the walls, if they don't go all the way up, right, the halacha is by sukkahs, for example, by mechitza, that it can be 10 tefachim up. Once it's higher than 10 tefachim, so then we view it as if it goes straight up. So therefore, if you have schach right over a wall that's more than 10 tefachim high, so then that's going to, good asik, that's going to go all the way. We view it as if it goes all the way up. So sometimes, very often, certainly if you go to restaurants in Eretz Yisrael, so they just have like the three lines, well, they have to talk about that as well, or the three strips of fabric, and right, okay, fine. But many sukkahs do not, the walls do not go all the way up to the schach. So, just to back to our Gemara now, Rav Yoshe says in the name of Rav, the machlokas of whether when it's 20 amos, when it's more than 20 amos, whether that's kosher or pasul, that's only if the walls do not go all the way up to the schach. Avad defanos magiz l'schach, but if the walls do go all the way up to the schach, so then afilu l'malam esrim amak shera, then even more than 20 amos is good. Who is that like? So the Gemara says, come on, that, who is that like? That's Karaba. That's Rabba. The Amar Mishum Zolo Shalta Ba'ina. Right? Because Rabba's whole reason for it to be possible is because you don't see it. But if the walls go up to the Schach, so the cave and the defunders might use the Schach, Mishale Shalta Ba'ina. If the walls go all the way up to the Schach, so very often a person's eyesight will trace the walls all the way up to the top, right? And then he'll realize that he's sitting underneath the Schach, even though, let's say, it's 40 amos up there. Okay, so that's Rava. Kaman az the hada amar Rav Huna amar Rav. Right, the first one was Rav Yoshe amar Rav. This is Rav Huna amar Rav. Who is like this opinion? Who is this? He says the machogas b'she'in ba ela arba amos al arba amos. The machogas, whether more than 20 amos is kosher or possible, that's only if the sukkah itself is not 4x4, right, length and width. Aval yesh ba yoter may arba amos al arba amos. But if it's more than 4x4, so if ilumat me'as from amok shera, even more than 20 amos. It's fine. So who? Come on. Who's that like? That's Rabbi Zera, the Amar Mishum Tselhu. Right. So that's Rabbi Zera saying that the whole reason that it, more than 20 hours would be possible would be because you're not sitting in the shade of the schach. Right, and it came into Ravicha, and now once your sukkah is greater than 4x4 amos, right, most of our sukkahs are, right, since it's more than 4x4 amos, so then ikatzel sukkah, then you are. Again, I'm not clear about on the math, but once it's more than 4x4 amos, so then even if it's more than 20 amos tall, then the shade of the schach will be giving shade to the people on the bottom. So that's like Rabbi Zera. Finally, the third one. Come on, az lahadar amar Rav Chanan bar Rabba amar Rav. Right, this is Rav Chanan bar Rabba amar Rav. So machogas b'she'en machzakas ed kedei rosho verubo v'shulchano. The machogas is if the sukkah does not hold a person's head, most of his body, and a shulchan, right? That's, as we're going to see later, that's going to be a 7x7 tefachim. Avo machzaka is yosher mekidei rosho rubu v'shulchano, but if the sukkah is more than that, right, so then I feel the ma'al esher ma'amak shera, even more than 20 amos, is kosher. So come on, who's that like? That's the lokachat. That's not like anybody, because no one mentions any such a requirement. It doesn't fit in to any of the shitos. So the Gemara says now, one second. Bishlam the Rabbi Yoshia pliga the Rav Huna v'Rav Chanan Baraba. Now again, we just have three opinions that when our chokas in the Mishnah, right, whether Rabbi Huda, Rabbi the Chachamim, whether a sukkah more than 20 amos is kosher puzzle, we have three opinions. First one was Rabbi Yoshia, and it's only if the walls do not reach the schach. Second one is if it's not 4x4, but if it's more than 4x4, they agree. And the third opinion was that if it's not rosho v'rubo, meaning 7x7 tzvachim, if it's more than that, then they agree. So again, so that was the three machlopsim. So I understand the first one, the Rabbi Yoshia, pligid Rabbi Huna, Rav Chana bar Rabba, right? That's where I understand why Rabbi Yoshia is different and disagrees with Rav Huna and Rav Chana bar Rabba. The inu kaya kavi shira b'mishcha, v'yu lo kaya shira b'mishcha, because that's a completely different discussion, right? Rav Yoshia is only talking about whether the walls reach the schach. The other two are giving a shear for the size of the sukkah, so you don't want to hear anything about shirim, right? He's talking about the walls getting to the schach. That's the issue. That's why he disagrees, right, and says that the machlokas is based revolves around that. Ela Rav Huna v'Rav Chanan bar Rabba name of mechshir sukkah k'mefugli. But what's the machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Chanan bar Rabba? Right? One of them says the sukkah has to be at least 4x4. Up until there, there's a machlokas in whether 20 amos is good or not. And one of them says the machlokas is only right, by 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, whether it has rosh v'rubo v'shulchano. So what's that machlokas? What's that? That just a math thing? Is that just a, you know, the figuring out what? What exactly? So what is that machlokas? Maybe the machlokas is b'hechsher sukkah k'mefugli. Maybe the machlokas is whether a sukkah, right, how big a sukkah has to be kosher. Tamar tavar hechsher sukkah v'arba amos, tamar tavar hechsher sukkah b'machzakah es rosh v'rubo v'shulchano. Maybe that they're just arguing about the minimum shear for a sukkah. And therefore, right, they say the machlokas only applies in the minimum shear. What's the minimum shear? Well, Rav Huna holds it's 4 amos by 4 amos, and Rav Chanan bar Rabba holds it's 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. So Gemara says, "Lo, the kulei alma hechsher sukkah rosh v'rubo v'shulchano." Everybody holds that the minimum shear for a sukkah has to be able to be big enough to hold your head, most of your body, and your table. We'll see that that's not actually accurate. What that means is that everybody in this area holds that that's the minimum shear for a sukkah. We'll see that, I think, later tomorrow. Really, both Rav Huna and Rav Chanan bar Rabba hold that the minimum shear that we paskin, i.e., in other words, we paskin that the minimum shear for a sukkah is Rosh HaBruv of Shulchanah. What's the machlokas over here? Demar Saber Machzaka is Rosh HaBruv of Shulchanah Pligi, Avo Yoser Mi Rosh HaBruv of Shulchanah Divra Kol Kshira. Then one of them holds that, again, the second one, Rabbi Bar Chanan, holds that the machlokas is, if, meaning the machlokas more than 20 Amos being good or not, that is if you have the minimum shear for a sukkah. But any more than that, everybody agrees it's kosher. Umar Sover and Rav Huna holds, the second opinion holds, that Meroshav Ruvu Shulchan Ad Dalet Amos Pligi, that the Machlokes extends, the Machlokes between Rabbi Huda and the Chachamim, about 20 Amos sukkah, when that extends until the sukkah is Dalet Al Dalet, is 4x4. Right? But Avayosim Rav Dalet Amos to Rekok Shira, but everybody agrees, again, according to really everybody, and those two opinions, meaning Rav Huna and Rav Chanan and Bar Rava, both of them hold that once the sukkah is more than 4x4 amos, then even more than 20 amos tall is going to be fine. Okay, Mesave, 1 second, I'll ask you a question. Sukkah Shigavar Lamala Meshim Ala Psula. This Brisa quotes with a little bit more detail the Machlokes in our Mishnah. So our Mishnah had said, again, as we say right here, that a sukkah of more than 20 amos is possible. Rabbi the Machshir, and here we add a little bit, ad arba'im v'chamishim amah, up until 40 or 50 amos. And Amar Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Maisa behelin yamalka, I'll bring you a proof from Heleni Hamalka, that was obviously a queen, right? Below the Shaisa Sukasa Gavor Me Esrim Amma, that her sukkah was taller than 20 Amos, by Zukanim Nichnas and Viotim, and Zukanim, sure enough, as they make sense, attending to a queen, they were going in and out, right, during the day, during the Antif, Lasham, Vlo Amr Lo Davar, they didn't say anything to her. So Pashta says, like, what's going on over here? I mean, why wouldn't they say anything if she was sitting in a sukkah that's over 20 Amos? If they didn't say anything, right? Apparently, right? That proves that Rabbi Yehuda, again, this is Rabbi Yehuda trying to prove his shita that if it's more than 20 amos, it's good. If a chacham didn't say anything to the Heleni Malka, so for sure, right, it must be that type of sukkah is fine. So Amarlo, they said back to him, the chacham said back to him, Misham Raya, that's not a proof. Isha Haisa, right? She's a woman who put her in a sukkah. She's not chayav in sukkah, right? When do we say Afeinu Ayu Boso Anes? We only say that by Megillah. By Chanukah and Pesach, right? So we don't say it by sukkahs, right? So that's not a proof at all. So on the other hand, he said back to Rabbi Yehuda, said back to him, "Valo sheva banim ayula." Well, what about her seven sons? The Ode, and also Kol Ma'aseilo Asa Elapi Chachamim, and she did everything like the Chachamim told her. Well, Lamali Lamisni Ode. What does that mean? Valo Kol Ma'aseilo Asa Elapi Chachamim. What does that line mean exactly? If the Chachamim would have told her to do it, she would have fixed it. Like, what does that mean? So Avi Kamarlu, this is what Rabbi Yehuda was trying to say to Chachamim. Ki Tom Rubanim Ktanim Hayu. Aye, if you'll tell me, meaning, what about her seven sons? And if you'll tell me the seven sons, right, were Ktanim, Ktanim Pturim in a sukkah, and they were Pater from sukkah, well, Kevin the Shiva Havu, and since there were seven of them, Ef Shadolo Havi Behu Chad Sheinu Tzarech Leimo, it's impossible that they didn't have one that didn't need his mother, i.e., and then he was Higil Chinuch, right? And therefore he needs a kosher sukkah because she's chayiv to be mechanechim. I b'chitom b'katan she nitzarech le'imo mider abarani, de mechayiv. You tell me that a katan that shegil chinuch is only chayiv mider abanan. V'yu b'der abanan l'meshkecha, and she wouldn't necessarily listen to the rabbanan. So therefore tashma v'ol kol maselos al pi chachamim. That's why Rabbi Yehuda threw that in, that she would have listened. There's no way she would have not been mechanech her child, right, according to the Chachamim, because she listened to the Chachamim. And even though that's only a Chiv Derabanan, she would have made sure to have a kosher sukkah for her son. So this, now why is this a question? Why do we start with Meisvei? So, Bishlam Alamanda Amar Shein Defanos Magiyas Leschach Machlokes, according to Rav Yoshia, who says that the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, right, whether 20 Amos sukkah is good or not, is only if the Defanos do not go up to the wall, do not go up to the Schach, rather, if the walls do not go up to the schach, yeah, okay. But if the walls do go up to the schach, so then everybody agrees that it's kosher. So according to Rabbi Yoshia, it certainly is the way of a queen to sit in the sukkah that the walls do not reach the schach, because you get air, right? Because it's, again, comfortable and helps out with the heat. So for sure, right, according to Rabbi Yoshia, the Brisa and the Mishnah are talking about the same case, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda is trying to prove his shita. It must be a case, right, where there's a machlokes. Right, that's why Rabbi Yehuda would bring the case of Heleni Malka as a proof to his case, a proof to his shita. Right, if the machlokes is where the walls do not reach the schach, okay, that makes sense. Because now you have a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda is bringing a proof from Heleni Amalka, who's sitting in a sukkah that whose walls do not reach the schach. And therefore, he says, look, it was higher than 20 amos. Must be that it's kosher, right? Like meat. So that all works out. But according to the two last shitas that we saw, that says that the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim is only by a small sukkah, but everybody agrees that if it's at least 4x4, Amos, that it's going to be fine. So v'chidarka shomalka leishu b'sukkah ketana. This whole proof that Rabbi Yehuda is trying to bring against to his shita against the chachamim is from Heleni Amalka, from the queen. The queen is not sitting in a 4x4 in a 6x6 sukkah. No, it's not paz, not shayach. You see these sukkahs in these hotels; they're massive. Obviously, for a queen, it would be. I would imagine it'd be at least that big. He says, that can't be the machlokas. So why would Rabbi Yehuda bring that case of Heleni Amalka to prove his shita? The last two opinions that we said, that everybody agrees that above 4x4 amos, if the sukkah is bigger than 4x4 amos, everybody agrees that bigger than 20 amos is fine. So what in the world is Rabbi Yehuda trying to prove by bringing that case from Heleni Amalka? Okay, so we'll pick up Vayitar Matzei Shabbos. Have a great day or night. Have a great Shabbos and a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.